Conversation 2.
Hi, Professor Smith. I hear you've written a book titled Visions.
Yes. It explains how science will revolutionize the 21st century.
Could I ask you some questions concerning the book?
Sure.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Generally, yeah. If we go back to the year of 1900, most Americans didn't live beyond the age of 50. Since then, we've had improvements in healthcare and technology. There's no reason why these won't continue far into the 21st century.
Are we ready for the changes that will come?
Changes are already happening. The future is here now. We have DNA, microchips, the internet. Some people's reaction is to say, we're too old, we don't understand new technology. My reaction is to say, we must educate people to use new technology now.
Is world population going to be a big problem?
Yes and no. I think that world population will stop increasing as we all get richer. If you're part of the middle class, you don't want or need 12 children.
Will there be a world government?
Very probably. We'll have to manage the world and its resources on a global level because countries alone are too small.
Will we have control of everything?
I think we'll learn to control the weather, volcanoes and earthquakes. Illness won't exist. We'll grow new livers, kidneys, hearts, and lungs like spare parts for a car. People will live till about 130 or 150. For 2,000 years, we have tried to understand our environment. Now we'll begin to control it. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. What does Professor Smith say about most Americans around the year of 1900? Question 23. What does Professor Smith advise we do? Question 24. When will the world population stop growing, according to Professor Smith? Question 25. What does Professor Smith think human beings will be able to do?